Mutation. It is the key to our evolution. It has enabled us to evolve from a single-celled organism into the dominant species on the planet. This process is slow, normally taking thousands and thousands of years. But every few hundred millennia, evolution leaps forward.
And then only a few hundred miles to Anchorage.
Oh, it'll be kind of cold.
Well, that's the point, stupid. Otherwise, it wouldn't be an adventure.
And when are you going to do this?
I don't know. After high school? Before college?
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now seeing the beginnings of another stage of human evolution. These mutations manifest at puberty and are often triggered by periods of heightened emotional stress.
Thank you, Miss Gray. It was quite educational. However, it fails to address the issue that is the focus of this hearing. Three words. Are mutants dangerous?
I'm afraid that's an unfair question, Senator Kelly. After all, the wrong person behind the wheel of a car can be dangerous.
Well, we do license people to drive.
Yes, but not to live. Senator, it is a fact that mutants who have come forward and revealed themselves publicly have been met with fear, hostility, even violence. It is because of that ever-present hostility that I am urging the Senate to vote against mutant registration. To force mutants to expose themselves will only further...
Expose themselves? What is it the mutant community has to hide, I wonder, that makes them so afraid to identify themselves?
I didn't say they were hiding.
Well, let me show you what is being hidden, Miss Gray.
I have here a list of names of identified mutants living right here in the United States.
Senator
Now, here's a girl in Illinois who can walk through walls. Now, what's to stop her from walking into a bank vault or into the White House or into their houses? And there are even rumors, Miss Gray, of mutants so powerful that they can enter our minds and control our thoughts, taking away our God-given free will. I think the American people deserve the right to decide whether they want their children to be in school with mutants, to be taught by mutants. Ladies and gentlemen,
the truth is that mutants are very real, and they are among us. We must know who they are, and above all, we must know what they can do.
What are you doing here? Why do you ask questions to which you already know the answers? Don't give up on them, Eric. What will you have me do, Charles? I've heard these arguments before. It was a long time ago. Mankind has evolved since then.
Yes. Into us.
You're sneaking around in here, Charles. Whatever are you looking for? I'm looking for hope.
I will bring you hope, old friend. And I ask only one thing in return. Don't get in my way.
We are the future, Charles, not them. They no longer matter.
This is it.
Where are we? I thought you said you were going to take me as far as Laughlin City.
This is Laughlin City.
Thank you.
incident to Ghost.
Anything goes, but he'll take it personal.
Something new, honey?
He's sticking with the water. I'll have a beer.
Ellis Island, once the arrival point for hundreds of thousands of American immigrants, is opening its doors again. Preparations are nearly completed for the upcoming United Nations World Summit. Nearly every invitation confirmed. The event promises to be the largest single gathering of world leaders in history. The leaders of over 200 nations will discuss issues ranging from the world's economic climate and weapons treaties to the mutant phenomenon and its impact on our world stage. Many American legislators have contended that debate over mutant issues should be the primary focus of what is, on the surface at least, a strictly diplomatic affair.
You owe me some money.
Come on, let's do it. Let's not do this.
No man takes a beating like that without a mark to show for it.
Come on, buddy, this isn't going to be worth it.
I know what you are.
You lost your money, you keep this up, you lose something else.
Come on, buddy.
Out of my bar, freak.
You might help me.
Get out.
Where am I supposed to go?
I don't know.
Yeah, no, you don't care.
Pick one.
I saved your life.
No, you didn't.
You don't have anything to eat, do you? I'm Rogue. Were you in the army? Doesn't that mean you were in the army? Wow.
What?
Suddenly my life doesn't look that bad.
Hey, if you prefer
no,
the road.
No. It looks great. It looks cozy.
Put your hands on the heater. I'm not gonna hurt you, kid.
Nothing personal. It's just that when people touch my skin, something happens.
What?
I don't know. They just get hurt. When they come out, does it hurt?
Every time. So what kind of a name is Rogue?
I don't know. What kind of a name is Wolverine?
My name's Logan.
Marie. You should wear your seatbelt.
Look, kid, I don't need advice on auto.
supposed to bring someone back with you.
What happened?
They knew.
Where's the mutant now?
With them.
I have made the first move. That is all they know.
Down. The UN summit is approaching. Time for our little test. I'd like your definitions of weak and strong anthropic principles on my desk on Wednesday, all right? That'll be all.
Bye, Professor.
Bye, Kitty. Physics. I'm Charles Xavier. Would you like some breakfast?
Where am I?
Westchester, New York. You were attacked. My people brought you here for medical attention.
I don't need medical attention.
Yes, of course.
Where's the girl?
Rogue? She's here. She's fine.
Really?
Ah, Logan. I'd like you to meet Aurora Monroe, also called Storm. This is Scott Summers, also called Cyclops. They saved your life. I believe you've already met Dr. Jean Grey.
You're in my school for the gifted, for mutants. You'll be safe here from Magneto.
What's a Magneto?
A very powerful mutant who believes that a war is brewing between mutants and the rest of humanity. I've been following his activities for some time. The man who attacked you is an associate of his called Sabretooth.
Sabretooth? Storm. What do they call you? Wheels? This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Cyclops, right? You want to get out of my way?
Logan, it's been almost 15 years, hasn't it? Living from day to day, moving from place to place, with no memory of who or what you are.
Shut up.
Give me a chance. I may be able to help you find some answers.
How do you know?
You're not the only one with gifts.
Where is he going?
He's over there.
What are you doing?
Over here.
What is this place?
Anonymity is a mutant's first defense against the world's hostility. To the public, we're merely a school for gifted youngsters. Cyclops, Storm, and Jean were some of my first students. I protected them, taught them to control their powers, and in time, teach others to do the same. The students are mostly runaways, frightened, alone, some with gifts so extreme that they've become a danger to themselves and those around them. Like your friend Rogue, incapable of physical human contact. Probably for the rest of her life. And yet here she is, with others her own age, learning, being accepted, not feared.
John.
Sorry.
I'm Bobby. What's your name?
Rogue.
What'll happen to her?
Well, that's up to her. Rejoin the world as an educated young woman, or stay on to teach others, to become what the children have affectionately called X-Men.
Welcome to Mutant High.
But the school is merely our public face. The lower levels, however, are an entirely different matter. When I was a boy, I discovered I had the power to control people's minds, make them think or do whatever I wanted. When I was 17, I met a young man named Eric Lenscher. He too had an unusual power. He could create magnetic fields and control metal. Believing that humanity would never accept us, he grew angry and vengeful. He became Magneto.
There are mutants out there with incredible powers, Logan. And many who do not share my respect for mankind. If no one is equipped to oppose them, humanity's days could be over.
I'll make a deal with you, Logan. Give me 48 hours to find out what Magneto wants with you. And I give you my word that I will use all my power to help you piece together what you've lost. And what you're looking for.
Gun registration, yes? Well, some of these so-called children possess more than 10 times the destructive force of any handgun. No, I don't see a difference. All I see are weapons in our schools. Well, that's fair enough. All right.
So?
It's going to be close. Boat this loaded is always close.
What about the UN summit? The whole world will be watching. Maybe there's some way you could use that to your advantage.
We're Americans, Henry. Let the rest of the damn world deal with mutants in their own way. You know the situation? These mutants? People like this Jean Grey.
If it were up to me, I'd lock them all away. It's a war. It's the reason people like me exist.
Where the hell are we?
People like you are the reason I was afraid to go to school as a child.
Get my shirt off again, huh?
The metal is an alloy called adamantium, supposedly indestructible. It's been surgically grafted to his entire skeleton.
How could he have survived a procedure like that?
His mutation. He has uncharted regenerative capability, which enables him to heal rapidly. This also makes his age impossible to determine. He could very well be older than you, Professor.
Who did this to him?
He doesn't know. Nor does he remember anything about his life before it happened.
Experimentation on mutants. It's not unheard of. But I've never seen anything like this before.
What do you think Magneto wants with him?
Not entirely sure it's him Magneto wants.
Tongue, Senator. Just like you.
Who are you people? Where's Henry?
Mr. Gyrish has been dead for some time, Senator. But I've had Mystique here keep you company. She takes so many shapes.
Whatever you do to me, you'll make me right. Every word I've spoken will be confirmed.
Are you a God-fearing man, Senator?
That's such a strange phrase. I've always thought of God as a teacher, as a bringer of light, wisdom, and understanding.
You see, I think what you really are afraid of is me. Me and my kind. The Brotherhood of Mutants.
Oh, it's not so surprising, really. Mankind has always feared what it doesn't understand. Well, don't fear God, Senator, and certainly don't fear me.
Not anymore.
What do you intend to do to me?
Let's just say God works too slowly.
I think you'll be comfortable here.
Where's your room?
With Scott down the hall.
Was that your gift, putting up with that guy?
Actually, I'm telekinetic. I can move things with my mind.
Really? What kinds of things?
All kinds of things. I also have some telepathic ability.
Well, like your professor?
Nowhere near that powerful. But he's teaching me to develop it.
I'm sure he is. So read my mind.
I'd rather not.
Come on. You afraid you might like it?
I doubt it.
Tell me to stay away from your girl?
Well, if I had to do that, she wouldn't be my girl.
Well, then I guess you've got nothing to worry about, do you? Cyclops.
They must just burn you up that a boy like me saved your life, huh? Gotta be careful. I might not be there next time. Oh, and Logan, stay away from my girl.
Someone. She takes their energy, their life force. In the case of mutants, she absorbs their gifts for a short while. In your case, your ability to heal.
I feel like she almost killed me.
If she'd held out any longer, she could have.
Thank you.
Senator, this is pointless. Where would you go? Who would take you in now that you're one of us?
What did you do? They say that you're stealing other mutants' powers.
No, I borrowed his power.
You never use your power against another mutant.
I have no choice. No, you have to understand
me. If I were you,
me.
I'd get myself out of here.
What do you mean?
Listen, the students are freaked. Professor Xavier's furious. I don't know what he'll do with you. I think it'll be easier on your own. You should go.
This one be so important to him.
Maybe it's his way with people.
You don't like him.
How could you tell?
Well, I am psychic, you know.
Where is she?
Who?
Rogue. She's gone.
Welcome, Professor.
Welcome to Cerebro.
Certainly is a big, round room.
The brainwaves of mutants are different from average human beings. This device amplifies my power, allowing me to locate mutants across great distances. That's how I intend to find Rogue.
Why don't you just use it to find Magneto?
I've been trying, but he seems to have found some way to shield himself from it.
How would he know how to do that?
Because he helped me build it. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Cerebro? No. It takes a degree of control, and for someone like me, it's
dangerous.
Thank you.
train station.
Where is it?
A few miles west of here. Logan, you can't leave the mansion. It's just the opportunity Magneto needs.
Listen, I'm the reason she took off.
We had a deal.
She's all right. She's just upset.
Storm, Cyclops, find her. See if you can talk to her.
What?
Where's my motorcycle? Sorry about last night.
Me too.
You running again?
I heard the professor was mad at me.
And who told you that?
A boy at school.
When's the last time you saw her? She was supposed to meet me for lunch.
You look around. I'll check with the ticket agent.
I think you should follow your instincts.
The first boy I ever kissed ended up in a coma for 3 weeks. I can still feel him inside my head. And it's the same with you.
People that'll understand what you're going through. But I think this guy Xavier is one of them. He seems to genuinely want to help you, and that's a rare thing. For people like us.
She's about 17. My height. Has brown hair. And she...
remarkable metal doesn't run through your entire body, does it? Said I wanted you.
Why not come out where I can see you, Charles?
What do you wonder for? Can't you read my mind?
What now? Save the girl. You'll have to kill me, Charles. And what will that accomplish? Let them pass that law and they'll have you in chains with a number burned into your forehead.
It won't be that way.
Then kill me and find out. Huh? Then release me. Press your luck, Charles. I don't think I can stop them all.
Still unwilling to make sacrifices. That's what makes you weak.
Wanted me.
I made a terrible mistake. His helmet was somehow designed to block my telepathy. Couldn't see what he was after till it was too late.
Where are you going?
I'm gonna find her.
How?
The traditional way. Look.
Logan, you can't do this alone.
Who's gonna help me? You? So far, you've all done a bang-up job.
Then help us. Fight with us.
Fight with you? Or join the team? Be an X-Man? Who the hell do you think you are? You're a mutant. The whole world out there is full of people that hate and fear you, and you're wasting your time trying to protect them? I got better things to do. You know, Magneto's right. There's a war coming. You sure you're on the right side?
At least I've chosen a side.
I'm looking for Dr. Jean Grey.
Senator Kelly. I'm Professor Charles Xavier.
I was afraid if I went to hospital, they would
treat you like a mutant. We're not what you think. Not all of us.
Tell it to the ones who did this to me.
Senator, I want you to try and relax. I'm not going to hurt you. Radiation that triggers mutation in ordinary human beings.
But the mutation is unnatural. Kelly's body is rejecting it. The cells began to break down almost immediately.
What effect does the radiation have on mutants?
There appears to be none. But I fear that it will seriously harm any normal person exposed to it.
So what does Magneto want with Rogue?
I don't know.
Wait a second. You said this machine draws its power from Magneto. And that it weakened him.
Yes. In fact, it nearly killed him.
He's going to transfer his power to Rogue and use her to power the machine.
Is somebody there?
Yes. I'm here.
Please don't leave me. Don't want to be alone.
All right.
You hate normal people.
Sometimes.
Why?
I suppose I'm afraid of them.
Ready the jet. I'm going to find Rogue. Jean, get Logan a uniform.
Oh, wait a minute. He's not coming with us, is he?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Professor, but he'll endanger the mission and...
Yeah, I was the one to give the train station a new sunroof, pal.
No, you were the one who stabbed Rogue through the chest.
Scott.
Hey, why don't you take your little mission and pick it up here?
Senator Kelly is dead.
I'm going to find her. Settle this.
I'm sorry.
Magnificent, isn't she?
I've seen it.
I first saw her in 1949.
America was going to be the land of tolerance. Peace.
Are you going to kill me?
Yes.
Why?
Because there is no land of tolerance. There is no peace, not here, nor anywhere else. Women and children, whole families destroyed simply because they were born different from those in power. Well, after tonight, the world's powerful will be just like us. They will return home as brothers, as mutants. Our cause will be theirs. Your sacrifice will mean our survival. I'll understand if that comes as small consolation. Put it in the machine. I'll raise it.
Magneto is here, Liberty Island. Now, presumably, his objective is to mutate the world leaders at the UN summit on Ellis Island.
He doesn't know his machine kills. And judging from what the professor saw, if Magneto gave Rogue enough power, he could wipe out everyone in New York City.
All right. We can insert here at the George Washington Bridge. Come around the bank, just off of Manhattan. We land on the far side of Liberty Island. Here.
What about Harbor Patrol? Radar?
If they have anything that can pick up our jet, they deserve to catch us.
Thank you.
go outside, Nathan?
What would you prefer? Yellow spandex?
Stay sharp. We're not alone. And you stay here. Once I give my power to the girl, I'll be temporarily weakened. You'll be my only defense.
Sounds like a storm's coming.
Sorry? You call that a landing?
The torch.
It's within a mile of the proceedings. The first dignitaries started to arrive about an hour ago, greeted with a sort of garden party atmosphere, which was designed to entertain them as the others traversed the rigid security.
Logan.
Damn it.
Anything?
I know there's someone here. I just can't see him.
Back up.
Toad when it's struck by lightning. Same thing that happens to everything else. Logan, is that you? Have to regroup.
I know, but there's a problem. You're not part of the group.
Point those claws of yours in a safer direction. You better close your eyes.
Storm, fry him.
Oh, yes. A bolt of lightning into a huge copper conductor. I thought you lived at a school.
For those of you who may not be familiar with the historical significance...
Mystique.
Mystique.
I've seen Senator Kelly.
So the good senator survived his fall. And the swim to shore. He's become even more powerful than I could have imagined.
He's dead.
It's true. I saw him die. Like those people down there will die.
Are you sure you saw what you saw?
I would also like to thank the President of the United States of America for hosting this event under the lights of the great city of New York.
Why do none of you understand what I'm trying to do? Those people down there, they control our fate and the fate of every other mutant. Soon our fate will be theirs.
You're so full of shit. If you were really so righteous, it'd be you and that thing.
Cyclops, can you hit it? The rings are moving too fast.
Just shoot it. I'll kill her.
Storm, can you get me up there?
I can't control it. You can fly right over the torch.
Then let me go. If I don't make it, then at least you can still blast the damn thing.
All right, do it. Gene, use your power. Try to steady him.
Hang on to something.
One's alive. Let's get him out of here.
that take off?
Hey.
Hey.
How are you feeling?
Fantastic.
That was a brave thing you did.
It'll work.
Took on a few of your more charming personality traits for a while. But we lived through it. I think she's a little taken with you.
Well, you can tell her my heart belongs to someone else.
You know, you and I...
How's the professor?
There's an abandoned military compound at Alkali Lake in the Canadian Rockies, close to where we found you. There's not much left, but you might find some answers.
Thank you.
Are you going to say goodbye to them?
The Mutant Registration Act lost its main proponent today with the dramatic reversal of Senator Robert Kelly, who until this time had provided the loudest voice in the cry for mutant registration.
I was wrong in this particular issue, and I hope in time I may be forgiven. Thank you.
The Mutant Registration Act continues to draw support.
Mystique.
Son of a bitch.
From many parents' rights groups who feel threatened by unidentified mutants in their school systems. In a related story, the body of Senator Robert Kelly's longtime aide, Henry Gyrick, was found today. Preliminary coroner's reports seem to indicate that Gyrick was mauled by a bear.
Hey. You running again?
Not really. There's some things to take care of up north.
I kind of like it. I don't want you to go.
Doesn't it ever wake you in the middle of the night? The feeling that someday they will pass that foolish law, or one just like it, and come for you and your children. It does indeed.
What do you do
when you wake up to that? I feel a great swell of pity for the poor soul who comes to that school looking for trouble. Why do you come here, Charles? Why do you ask questions which you already know the answers?
Oh, yes.
Your continuing search for hope. You know this plastic prison of theirs won't hold me forever. The war is still coming, Charles, and I intend to fight it. By any means necessary. And I will always be there. Old friend.